And speaking of these city streets, Gordo just took the wireless mic out.
Yeah, I hate that I had to miss the pigskin panel as I ran down.
No, you had football thoughts, I know.
Ran down to the streets and tried to interview some New Yorkers with mixed results. I will say this, New York has more smokers than I see in downtown Dallas.
That's all anyone was doing last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of smokers down there. But I talked to several New Yorkers. Many of them cussed so much I can't play their interviews. But I will say this, most of them just seem beaten down.
Is this the cussiest city in America? It's got to be, right?
Or Philly.
Yeah, oh, Philly. Yeah. Yeah, Philly's worse than this. But I talked to, no one told me no. That's what's kind of weird. There was one dude who told me no. But then sat there and talked with me the whole time.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah. All right. So, but who we're going to hear from here is Hassan. He was sitting there. I went up to him and started talking to him. And I chose this one because he actually had a celebrity encounter. Hmm. So you'll hear about that here.
How you doing, sir? I'm with Dallas, Texas. You from here? You live here?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to people in New York. You live in Manhattan?
Yes. I
do. What's the craziest thing you've seen on the streets here in Manhattan?
It's Times Square. The Times Square is too many people in this busy area. And the Fifth Avenue, too.
But, I mean, have you seen anything really crazy happen?
In the 42nd, 42nd and 8th Avenue.
Like, what's something crazy that you saw happen on the street?
You have a lot of people who come from different country, you know. It's very bad people, you know. You do something, it's very bad.
What do you mean, like seeing fights, or you see people eating a rat?
No,
or what?
No, it's no fight. He's living in the street. You do something, a lot of something in the street, something bad anyway.
Like sexual stuff?
No. It's like smoke. You smoke weed, something like this one, you know. There's no like before. Now it's very bad. Now.
So the craziest thing you've seen on the streets of New York is someone smoking weed?
Yes, like this one.
That seems pretty tame.
No, this is no, anyway, it's no easy, you know. There's a lot of people, it's no smoke, you know. It's no like that. You smell something weed, you know.
What's your name?
Hassan.
Hassan.
Yes, bro.
I'm Gordon.
Yeah, how are you, Mr. Yeah. Gordon?
Where are you from? Did you grow up around New York?
I'm from Egypt. Anyway, I'm living in New York.
Mm-hmm. How long you been here?
Like almost 24 years.
Dang, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. What kind of work do you do?
I'm working the street, the hot dog car.
Hot dog stuff. Oh, so you sell hot dogs out here on the street.
Yes.
Is that pretty fun?
This is good. It's better.
You ever have any famous person come up to you and buy a hot dog?
A lot of famous, I don't know. Yeah, we got it, everything, you know. Yeah.
They're so famous, you don't even know who they are.
No, I don't know who is this coming.
But they look famous.
Of course, you look famous.
Right, right. Have you ever seen Donald Trump walking around out here?
I'm working before on 55th and 5th Avenue. I see him before. He come for me one time, like almost like 6-7 years ago. He come for me, be one Brezza for me.
He bought something for me?
One Brezza, yeah.
One what?
Brezza.
What is that?
You know the Brezza? The Brezza, and they sell it, the hot dogs and Brezza.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that food
like
item.
Like bread, you know.
Before. Oh, pretzel.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. So Donald Trump bought a pretzel from you?
Yes, before like almost 7-8 years ago.
Did he tip you well or anything like that? Or?
No, this is a good guy anyway. The guy is very nice guy, and
he was nice to you, and everything. Yeah,
he's very nice. I see him before. I'm working close in the building anyway. He live in the 56.
Uh-huh.
I'm working 55.
Right.
In Fifth Avenue, you know.
So that's pretty cool. That's a pretty famous person that you've seen that's bought something from you.
This is very good guy. I like Trump anyway.
Uh-huh. Did you vote for him? You have dual citizenship?
Yes, bro.
Uh-huh. Did you vote for him?
I know I try anyway. Before this is too hot. Now it's easy, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is good. We're having pretty good weather out here, aren't we?
Yeah, this is very good weather now.
Right.
You know, this is good now.
Do you know any good jokes?
No.
You got to know one joke. Everybody knows one joke.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. You're supposed to tell me a joke.
I'm sorry. Anyway, this I go up now. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, like why did the chicken cross the road? You know, those kind of jokes. Or knock, knock, who's there?
No.
All right. No problem. Well, thank you, Hassan.
I'm sorry, my friend.
No, no, not at all. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, my
okay.
friend. Thank you.
Thanks. Absolutely, man. Appreciate it.
You guys had amazing chemistry.
Had
I think y'all could
chemistry.
Do a show together.
No, we had zero chemistry.
It was really interesting that he was harping on such bad things happening in the streets and then couldn't identify anything worse than smoking
pot. Something. Just to do bad things.
What's the crazy thing you've seen? Oh, 42nd and 8th.
Yeah, just different locations around the city.
Yeah.
Couldn't really tell you what happened there.
But celebrity encounter. When he first said it, though, that he had that Trump came and bought a pretzel from him in... And it wasn't just me, right? Did y'all have a hard time
like
understanding?
It sounded like you said brezza, but it was hot dog in the pretzel bread kind of thing.
I guess so, yeah. But that Trump bought it from him when he first said it was like 6 years. And I'm like, when he's president?
Yeah.
Yeah. His timeline may have been off.
President walking around buying. Of course, I could see it, Trump doing that, though.
Yeah.
I want a brezza, and I want it now.
Pretzel? No, brezza.
No, I want a brezza.
I think Hassan had been saying pretzel the whole time until he heard Trump pronounce it brezza.
He called it brezza. All right, that's awesome. Gordo on the streets here in Manhattan.